Tsabadi means enlightenment. Chitta is our mind. Yeah. So bodhicitta is a mind that spontaneously wishes to attain enlightenment, to be able to benefit each and every living being every day. So we call this supreme good heart. And like I mentioned yesterday, if we do this very short prayer correctly, our bodhicitta, our mind of bodhicitta, and the supreme intention or motivation, a supreme good heart bodhicitta will grow. Yeah, just if we concentrate, if we merge our mind with the meaning of this prayer, short few lines, and our bodhicitta will actually grow. So we should not waste this opportunity. Very, very important. So then we say every day, may I have through giving and other perfections. We say it very quickly. But do we understand what the meaning? So it refers to the six perfections, yeah? Through the virtues I collect by giving and other perfections. That means I need to train in the six perfections. Yeah, as a bodhisattva. This is a bodhisattva's way of life. Every day. Yeah, motivated by bodhicitta, we engage in the six perfections. And therefore, they are perfections due to their motivation. Because we can also like practice giving, just whatever. Many people are giving, yeah. But that this giving is a perfection and makes us perfect. That means it is a cause of enlightenment, leads us directly to enlightenment. It needs to be motivated by the supreme good heart, bodhicitta. Yeah. So I think you all know. The six perfections. So the first, I mentioned them yesterday, is giving, moral discipline, patience, effort, concentration, and wisdom. So the first five need always be pervaded by wisdom, and also the effort needs to be present in all the other practices. It's very clear. And of course, we can say also concentration needs to be present in all the practices. So, therefore, because we have the wish, and it should be actually our main training in wisdom and compassion, or compassion and the wisdom, in a joyful way. Yes. So why is one of our most important Lamring text is called Joyful Path? It means our Dharma practice, our daily practice should be always joyful. Yeah, if it stops to be joyful, we should stop and check, investigate. What is slightly out of place, what I'm doing not correctly, where do I have to improve? Yeah, and we can check most of the time. We can just come back briefly to three points. Well, I'm lacking merit or good fortune. This is why things are not working out. I have too many obstacles, so I have to accumulate merit. If I lack merit, instead of moaning, I should accumulate merit, because we have many wonderful methods to do that. If I have like obstacles, then that just means, okay, too much negative karma ripening, too many obstacles. Okay, I need to purify. Of course, I need to purify. Let's go. We need daily purification practice, definitely. Yeah, we should not think that our karma, negative karma, is just going to disappear. It's not going to happen. We need to purify every day. And then the third point is, well, I'm lacking blessings. Yeah, my mind is dry, like a burned seed. So I need blessings. I need to improve my faith so then I can shine the sun of my faith unto Buddha, so that stream-like blessings will inspire my mind, empower my mind, transform my mind from negative to positive, from weak to strong, from unhappy to happy. So these are so practical methods. We should not forget and really take use of them. We should apply them.